Good morning. A local couple, one of whom supported repealing the Eighth Amendment, say they're now going to have a civil ceremony because a priest will not marry them. Yesterday, we heard in this show how that priest said that if Catholics advocate or promote abortion, it may impact on the appropriateness of him celebrating their marriage or the wedding taking place in a Catholic church at all. Within the next 10 or 15 minutes, we're going to post the Facebook messages that Father Damien Quigley has posted to this couple. We have the first screenshot. We're getting the second one in the next few minutes, and we're going to make them available on our Twitter and Facebook pages. The priest's name is Father Damien Quigley. He wrote to the couple and he said the following: "Just a heads up. As the priest you've asked to celebrate your wedding for you, you and I would need to have a conversation about any promotion you may do to advocate for abortion in Ireland. Such promotion or advocacy would impact on the appropriateness of me celebrating your wedding or possibly the wedding taking place in a Catholic church. I'm sure we can have a good chat over a coffee sometime soon." He then ended the message with an emoji with a halo over it. The couple say, the groom says, the Catholic Church is holding him to ransom. Now, the Nolan Show has spoken to Father Quigley, who has confirmed he did write this to the couple. He said it was a private message. He is refusing to comment beyond his brief statement. The brief statement that he sent to the Nolan Show yesterday says it would be inappropriate for him to discuss details of his pastoral support to any specific individual or couple in their preparation for the sacrament of marriage. It's interesting that Father Quigley describes what he sent as pastoral support. So he is describing a message telling a couple that their wedding might not even be able to happen in a church as pastoral support. He continues in his statement to the Nolan Show saying, "However, please be advised that I have never refused to prepare any person or couple for the sacrament." So, this morning, you now hear exclusively on the Nolan Show from the groom at the centre of this story. His name is Kevin. He voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment, and he gave me this reaction.
Well, at the time, we were extremely shocked. We didn't expect it at all, but now that we've had time to dwell on it, we're very, very disappointed, Stephen. We're also very, very worried as well. I mean, we don't have anyone to marry us yet, basically. We did phone the church, you know, to get a different priest, but for some reason we were told we had to speak to Father Quigley. I mean, we've already got it booked and all with, you know, the Whistledown Hotel and Warren Point, but from the church's end of things, we're basically in limbo. It's up in the air. We honestly don't know what's going to happen next.
So has Father Quigley said anything to you beyond the message that we read out yesterday? Have you spoken to him about this?
Yeah, there was a wee bit of a conversation after he sent that first initial message.
Verbally or on Facebook or WhatsApp or whatever it was?
Yeah, on Facebook. He sent that first message on Facebook. And then obviously I replied his message, because, I mean, you're going to reply to something like that. I asked him, "Are you saying that anybody who's pro-choice can't get married in the Catholic Church?" He tried to backtrack a little.
What did he say?
He says,
Just for accuracy, could you read his message out to us, what he sent back to you? Could you look it up?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that relating you being pro-choice. I'm saying that we just need to have a chat, and ideally in person. I said, "Is it to do with that post?" He said, "Let me take back the bit about being married in the church, please, I apologise." It started initially in regards to a post I put up on Facebook. I actually, in terms of the referendum in the South, I would have supported for the Yes campaign. So obviously on my own personal Facebook page, I'm going to, you know, share posts and stuff to do with the Yes campaign. So what he done was, in regards to his first initial post that you read out on the show yesterday, he actually sent a screenshot of one of the posts that I shared on my Facebook page. It was to do with, you know, repeal the North. and then he took it from there. I also replied to him.
So you now have priests going into people's personal Facebook pages, researching them, screenshotting them, and now, you know, punishing you, admonishing you, whatever term you want to use. I wonder, should more people research into priests across the country?
Well, what happened?
What would we find? And obviously, I'm not talking about Father Quigley, but what would we find?
Well, in regards to another aspect of the chat as well, I actually turned around to him and I told him that my fiance is actually, she said she would swing more towards the pro-life end, which is fair enough. That's her opinion. I mean, the two of us would debate it, you know, as a couple, and, you know, we wouldn't fall out. I have my opinion, she has hers, you know. But I told him that in the chat, and he actually said, she's okay, we just need to work on you. So,
what does that mean, work on you?
I don't know. I feel like I'm back in the 1960s, Stephen, to be honest with you. You know, and I mean, it's very, very disappointing and very, very worrying. I mean, we were talking about this yesterday, actually, myself and Shauna, and we were thinking about maybe making a complaint to the Archbishop, but again, we actually don't know how to go about that. But I mean, we were also thinking, I mean, if we're not allowed to get married in the church because I'm pro-choice, obviously, you know, someday we would like to have children. You know, I mean, does that mean our children can't get, you know, baptized or have their first Holy Communion or their, you know, confirmation in the church? I mean, where does this end, Stephen? I mean, does that mean that people who are pro-choice, their children are going to be affected as well?
Well, this is why, you know, the church is clearly a major institution in Northern Ireland. The fact that they're saying to the Nolan Show, when we brought this story into the public domain yesterday, that they have nothing further to add to Father Quigley's statement, you know, are they serious that they're not going to now tell people, the 600,000 people who voted in the referendum, for example, other people here in Northern Ireland who have passed commentary on social media about that referendum? The Catholic Church is serious that it's not going to clarify whether you can now get married in a church if you are pro-choice, whether, as you say, your children will now be banned from some services from the Catholic Church. You know, surely we need at least clarity in this.
Well, I mean, they're not going to, you know, clarify their position and tell you what their position is, but they're more than happy to tell their parishioners, you know, basically, I'm going to hold your marriage to ransom if you don't follow my way of thinking. And to be honest with you, it's incredibly shocking. I mean, it's 2018, Stephen. I mean, who do these people think they are? I mean, they're giving off to people for posting posts on their own personal Facebook page, and they're basically telling you who you can, what you can and cannot do here. I mean,
well, here's, you know, the counter. The counter is they're trying to hold to the church rules, and they're saying to you, if you don't like the church's rules, then you're not part of our church.
Well, I mean, my counter to that is, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's saying that, you know, we can't get married because I'm pro-choice, but, you know, surely the man has married people before who are pro-choice who didn't really say anything. Particularly in regards to that referendum that happened as well. I mean, what are they saying here? Are they alienating a section of their congregation? Are they saying that the 66% of people in the South who voted yes aren't allowed back to the church? And anybody effectively who votes in favour of abortion in the North, I'm sorry, but you know, you can stay away from the church as well. I mean, it's 2018. I mean, we have to move with the times here, and the church has to move with the times.
But does
as well.
The church have to move with the times, or should the church stick by its rules?
Well, by the looks of things, if it doesn't move with the times, there's not going to be many people at Mass.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Well, I mean, issues like this seem to be alienating, you know, a lot of young people in particular. I just think that they're going to be losing touch with people. That's what I mean.
We wrote to Eamon Martin yesterday. The Nolan Show has contacted his office. Mm-hmm. He's the primate of all Ireland. And we asked him to provide clarity on this matter. He hasn't even got back to us. There's been
very
no response. This is the primate of all Ireland. The BBC saying, look, there are Catholics across the country now asking for clarity. Could he provide it? Silence.
Well, I'm very disappointed to hear that, Stephen, and I'm sure that the rest of the listeners are very disappointed to hear that too. I mean, at the end of the day, Father Damien says in his he says in his comment that, you know, he'd like to go for a coffee. I mean, if that coffee invitation is still open, I'll happy go and discuss it with them. But, you know, I'd like to be able to bring a friend. So if you're available, Stephen, you're more than welcome to come.
Well, I'll come, no problem.
I'll definitely go for a coffee with you, mate.
I'll clearly be a neutral party, but I will come. I would never turn down food or indeed drink. now, let's just go back to the beginning here.
Yeah.
Had you met Father Quigley to arrange some of the how does this work? Had you met him and talked about your wedding and all of that malarkey?
Well, we sort of would have knew him anyway, you know, just from the area. And,
oh, really? So he knows you?
Yeah, well, we would know him, yeah. Well, I mean, he's a priest in Uri, you know. When you live here, it's not that big of a place, you know what I mean? You know people, you know, but...
Did you meet him about the arrangements for your wedding?
I texted him. I says, listen, you know, would you be able to marry us? And he says, yep, definitely. And he sent us an email and stuff, you know, to do with the likes of altar decorations and all that, you know, all that planning and stuff, you know. And then obviously when this issue of abortion came up, you know, things went sour.
This is supposed to be a special moment for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean...
So what impact does this have on what is supposed to be a special moment?
Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, myself and my fiancé, we love each other very, very much, you know, and it's an opportunity for, you know, me to marry my best friend. But, I mean, this is... I mean, as I said, it's up in limbo at the moment. I mean, we don't know where we go next in regards to the church, but... You know, at the end of the day, I mean, if we have to go civil, we'll certainly consider it. You know what I mean? I just want to marry my best friend at the end of the day, Stephen.
There's another priest. By the way, none of these priests will talk to us, which is interesting. It's interesting in itself. In Father Quigley's case, he sends you what he described as a private message, but refuses to talk publicly about it. You know, this is a man who is providing a role in society.
Yeah.
And he's sending public messages now, private messages to people and refusing to speak about it publicly beyond a very short statement, which we have read. There's another priest now, Father Patrick McCafferty, who is quoted in the Belfast Telegraph, and he's essentially saying, quote, "It was dishonest to have a wedding in a church if you don't respect or regard what the faith is all about." He says you're using the church and abusing the sacrament.
Well, I think
not
it's
you,
very, very...
He's anybody, anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it is very disappointing that a church who, you know, an institution, as you said, is very influential, they represent a lot of people, but I think it's very disappointing that they're so silent on the issue. I mean, if they have such a strong position on it, they should be coming out and basically... standing up and clarifying their position. But as you say, you know, everybody seems to be silent in this issue, and it's very, very disappointing. There was a lady on your show yesterday, actually, when I was listening, was saying that the church needs to have a conversation in regards to this issue. And I think it's time that they did. And I think it's time that they spoke up more about it.
To go into your personal situation now then, you mentioned at the start of this interview that you've contacted the church to say, look, can we have another priest for a wedding? And they've told you that that's up to Father Quigley. Is that right?
They said on the phone, we phoned the office and we said, listen, can we get talking to another priest? And they said that would be a matter for Father Quigley. I don't know what their process or procedure is there, Stephen, to be honest.
So he holds the key. That would be a matter for Father Quigley. So he holds the key.
Well, I hope he can let go of the key and maybe somebody else can marry us, you know. But again, I don't know what the church's policy is on that. You have to ask them if you get an answer.
So what are you going to do?
Well, we'll keep fighting. I mean, as I said, you know, I think the next step is maybe to make a complaint to the Archbishop. To be honest with you, I don't really know how to go about that. But they are very, very disappointed because myself and my my fiancé, we are Catholics. We were baptised in the church. We had our Holy Communion in the church. We had our confirmation in the church. And now, I mean, we might not be able to get married in the church. So, you know, we will keep fighting it. And, you know, if possible, we may have to raise it up the ladder, you know, and maybe go to the Archbishop.
What's more important to you, the church and its rules or abortion reform?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, for me, it would be abortion reform. Pro-choice is about empowering women and giving them the power to choose for themselves. And I think that is incredibly important, particularly in this day and age.
But your fiancé is more pro-life.
Yeah, she would disagree with me quite a bit, Stephen, you know, but...
How does she feel about this?
About the situation?
Yeah.
She's very, very disappointed. She says, look, at the end of the day, I know I'm more pro-life, Kevin, but, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, and she's very angry that someone is trying to sway my opinion by holding our marriage to ransom. She says, that's not right. She says, everybody's entitled to an opinion. You know, that's one of the best things about being an adult is that you have the right to, you know, your own opinions and stuff. And she just thinks it's very disappointing.
But has the church not got a right to expect that if you want to be part of it, for you to embrace its rules?
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, they can sit there and they can say, you know, that's our rules and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, we would like to take up the sacrament of marriage. And, I mean, you're talking about a church, as they say, that has an all-forgiving God and a God that doesn't judge. But effectively, I'm being judged at the moment for being pro-choice.
You used the term a matter of moments ago that they're trying to hold your wedding to ransom. What do you mean by that?
That's what it feels like. It's like, you know, if you want to get married in the church, you're going to follow our ways. You're going to have to be more pro-life or else you're not getting married, you know. That's just what it feels like at the moment.
I am slightly confused by what Father Damien Quigley has told you in what he describes as these private messages. There's nothing private about them anymore because they're public. And by the way, we have the first screenshot of the first message he sent. With your permission, if you send us the second one, we will publish that on Twitter with your permission. Is that okay? On our Twitter feed, on our Facebook pages, so that everybody can see if Father Damien Quigley doesn't want to talk about this. We'll talk about it and we'll make sure that the whole of Northern Ireland sees what he has said so that they can decide which view they take in this. So would you send us that second screenshot?
Yeah, indeed, yes. I mean, people need to understand that this issue, I know it was in the south this past few months, but it's going to hit the north big time, and it's great to see people like yourself and shows like your own that are bringing this issue to the forefront.
So here's where my confusion lies. Father Quigley, Damien Quigley, has clearly said to you that there is now a problem with him marrying you. That's fair, isn't it? That's how you feel. Like you're not, you don't know whether he's going to marry. You're seeking another priest.
Yeah.
So why then does he say in his public statement to the Nolan Show, please be advised that I have never refused to prepare any person or couple for the sacrament? So, what's that all about? You're looking for another priest. You've contacted the church. They say you have to go through Father Quigley. Meanwhile, Father Quigley is publicly saying, I have never refused to prepare any person or couple for the sacrament. Clear question from me this morning on behalf of every Catholic in Northern Ireland who may have voted pro-choice or, my goodness, may have expressed an opinion of pro-choice. Is Father Quigley or any other priest in Northern Ireland now going to refuse to marry them?
Because very,
if you look,
yeah.
If you look at that statement carefully, yeah. Father Quigley is saying, have never refused. He's not talking about current or future, what he yes. will do, and he's refusing to answer it to the BBC.
Yeah, it's a very, very good point, Stephen. I think, as you said, it's important that they do clarify their position on that. What happens next? I'm sure a lot of people who are pro-choice, who are getting married, I'm sure they've had this discussion, and I'm sure a lot from now on would stand up and say, listen, I'm pro-choice. So what happens next? Where does it end?
What do you mean?
Well, where does it end from here? I mean, as you said, do people who is it going to happen that from now on, if you're pro-choice, you're not going to get married in the church, or a priest is going to refuse you again? They're going to have to clarify their position on that.
Well, I would say to Father Quigley this morning is, look, there is support for you, Father Quigley. There is public support. I see it all over social media, and indeed coming into the Nolan Show. There are also quite a few people who disagree with you. You know, is this a modern day example of how the church communicates, Father Quigley, with Catholics around the country, that you shut down, you send private messages and then shut down and don't speak about it? And then the Catholic Church, the primate of all Ireland, Eamon Martin, he's refusing to get back to us. Nothing from him in a day about this. And you think you're being held to ransom?
It's certainly what it seems like, Stephen.
What's it going to mean to you if you have to get married in the City Hall?
It means I get to spend the rest of my life with the woman I love. That's what it means to me at the end of the day. If that's what has to happen, that's what has to happen. And, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, you know, we're best friends. We love each other very much. And whatever way it goes, you know, we'll be happy together.
What's your message to Father Damien Quigley this morning?
My message would be, you know, listen, at the end of the day, you know, I just like the issue to be resolved and just get some clarity as to what's going to happen next, because we honestly don't know. As I said, the whole thing's in limbo at the moment.
Is this acceptable to you, Father Quigley, when you're hearing someone this morning, it's a couple in love? Whether Father Quigley, I'm talking to you directly now, Father Damien Quigley, you know, and I'm not talking about your policy, I'm talking about the ambiguity. You're refusing to talk in public. Every little helps, Father Quigley. I know you worked in Tesco for 12 years. It's on your website from 1998 to 2010. Father Damien Quigley joined Tesco after Queen's University. Every little helps, Father Quigley. How about some clarity? Are you going to marry this couple or not? Because we see your statement to the Nolan Show. We see where you have said, please be advised, I have never refused to prepare any person or couple for the sacrament. So let's just take the ambiguity out of it, Father Quigley. Are you now going to refuse to marry this couple? And I think it's only fair that you at least answer that question. What? Kevin, thank you very, very much for sharing your story with us this morning. And hopefully you'll stay in touch with us.
Thanks very much, Stephen. You look after yourself.
Thank you. Well, my goodness, I haven't seen a reaction like this on the phones for quite a long time now. They've been jammed from the very beginning of the show. This is a huge issue. And by the way, people have very strong views on both sides of this argument. This is not one where there is, from what I can see anecdotally coming in on the phones, where there is a definite majority. 0-30-30-80-55-55 is our number to call. When I said there, just a couple of points of order so it were being completely accurate. When I said that Father Quigley's website, I was actually referring to the Diocese of Armagh and the website there, which gave some of Father Quigley's background in Tesco's. And We welcome your views on this today. 81771, Eamon Martin. He is on holiday. His office have not got back to the Nolan Show. We certainly know that he wasn't in the office yesterday.